Hey everybody, it's Carol Clark here, your bariatric business coach, and I am here with a special guest. It is Wes Hayden, and he is the president and co-founder of Coach Care. And this is a resource for people who have bariatric surgery practices or weight loss practices. And actually, you're in a couple other markets too, I understand.
That's right. So, you know, we really have started most of our work in and around the weight management world, but have increasingly added other verticals such as chiropractic care and pain management. Mm-hmm. Weight management has really been our core.
Right. And so tell me a little bit about how Coach Care came to be, what the services are, and how you really help physicians impact the care that they give to their patients, because really that's what it's about.
That's right.
Improving patient outcomes.
That's right. So happy to. So, my business partner, Andrew, and I founded the business about 6 years ago. And we were investors in the healthcare space, really found that there was a real need for technology that had been lacking in the weight management world. And so that's where we saw that opportunity to come in and try and make a change there. And so what we developed here is really a platform that combines a custom configured, custom branded mobile app for practice patients. On the other side of the interaction is a web-based dashboard for clinic staff. And then we actually have our own line of biometric devices, so body composition scales, and activity trackers that provide some valuable data as well. And really what we've been able to demonstrate with now, over 3,000 practices worldwide is the ability to really keep patients on protocol longer, hearing the protocols, but also driving benefits in terms of the outcomes for those patients and also some financial outcomes for the practices. So,
okay. And what sort of, how do you measure that in terms of financial? Because we all know I'm in the trenches like all of you, and a lot of people can sometimes ignore the return on investment. So
sure.
how do you impact those practices, not only from a patient care standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint?
Sure. Well, so, first in terms of patient care, I think, the way we like to talk about it is the ability to have a view into the patient's life, particularly in between office visits. We had a lot of practices coming to us saying, look, I don't know why someone didn't come back in. I don't know, why someone had trouble. And so we wanted to create these tools and these monitoring capabilities that allow these practices to know if someone regained weight or perhaps was not adhering to protocol, not taking the right supplements, something like that. And so that's where these tools have really been powerful, is to give practices a real-time view in between those office visits so they understand.
Right. And I imagine that helps improve engagement.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how you keep them coming back, is to being them engaged with, your communication to them, and also letting them know that you care, because quite frankly, it seems as if what we experience is people, if they fall off, so to speak, it's usually because of one of two reasons. Either they're doing so great, they feel like they don't need you anymore, or they're doing so poorly, they're almost embarrassed to come back and admit failure.
I think, what we found is that, and it's with Coach Care, but also with other tools, he said, people who are engaged in some kind of mobile technology are staying on their program 30-40% longer, meaningful improvements. And I think it's a combination of what you described, right? It's the clinician knowing, how the patient's doing, but it's also the patient being more engaged in their own care. I think that's been a powerful piece. Is I feel like have more ownership of it, and so it's helps to drive that, spread the compliance.
Right. Yeah, it helps you keep track of those data points too.
That's right.
Making sure you've got your data points. Talk to me a little bit about integration.
Mm-hmm.
You talked a little bit about your own portable devices.
Mm-hmm.
Does it integrate with other devices? And how about practice self?
Sure. Sure. So. Yes, the short answer is it integrates with a variety of other devices. So, Fitbit scales, tracker, wristbands, things like that. So we wanted to make that flexible as possible, because some people do have those devices. And then, our products are for the practices or for the patients that don't have those tools yet.
Yep.
So we can enable them.
Yeah.
Similarly, we have been able to integrate with a number of other softwares and things. We really tried to make the platform very lightweight, I think, in the sense that it's web-based. You can access it from your computer, from your tablet, from anywhere, it doesn't require heavy integration work or spend.
Right.
It can oftentimes make things really difficult for practices to add technology.
So, and I've heard that from a number, very intuitive in terms of using the platform from a, from a practice perspective and from a patient perspective.
Sure.
And I love the flexibility, because, people are, they're set in their ways. And so if I'm used to a Fitbit or whatever I'm used to my device, I don't really want to change that usually too much.
Oh, that's right. No, and we want to make that transition as seamless as possible. And at the end of the day, it's to provide more of these tools to the practice and to the patient, right? And to give them the best chance of success. And I'm proud to say that we've been able to do that for many, many patients.
Right, right. I know, just talking with Wes, it's been really great. He's very open, very forward-thinking, and sort of on the cutting edge, that sort of thing. We've been talking a little bit about the convenience for you as the practitioner to be able to communicate with your patient, to provide education to your patient, and being able to do that in a set, scheduled manner or something as a push sort of a manner. So
that's right. Yeah, I would say the configurability is a really critical piece of this. It's not the coach care platform, it's your platform. It's meant to reflect the protocol of the practice, the way you want to interact with patients, the way that your staff wants to coordinate their workflows.
Right, and HIPAA compliance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's a silly question, but we all have
GDPR
to ask it.
For your global viewers.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Wow, what a great opportunity. We are actually here at Obesity Weight Week in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's kind of winding down. So if you hear a little bit of noise in the background, it's just people milling about. But I really wanted to meet with Wes right here at his booth and get a little bit more information so that we could, for those of you that aren't here, we can share the information with you as well. So if someone's interested in Coach Care, has some more questions, anything like that, how do they reach out to you? How do they get a hold of you?
Just go to coachcare.com. There's, you can request more info there. Very easy, and happy to have a conversation and look forward to sharing that with you.
That's awesome. All right. Well, this is Carol Clark and, of course, my guest, Wes Hayden, president and co-founder of Coach Care. And if you're not subscribed to my podcast yet, then what the heck, go ahead and subscribe here. If you're not a member of Bariatric Business Boss, go to bariatricbusinessboss.com. It is the best, really small investment you can make for your business. I have monthly marketing plans, weekly tip sheets so you can put your logo on, just like you can customize your Coach Care app. You can customize all that for your patients. And then also weekly trainings, the ability to work with me one-on-one as a part of your membership, all that sort of thing. So reach out to Wes at coachcare.com and go to Bariatric Business Boss or weightlosspracticebuilder.com for some free resources. And I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Thank you.
Bye.